You must remember when you wrote Lullaby of Birdland.
Actually, about 1952, and I wrote it in my house in New Jersey over a steak. And you know, I've gone back to that butcher so many times trying to get the same steak, and I can't do it.
How long did it take you to compose Lullaby of Birdland?
10 minutes.
No.
No, really, 10 minutes. Of course, I always say 10 minutes and 35 years in the business.
How did it sound when you first composed it?
I originally figured... And since then, of course, it's taken on so many facets. Latin, you know. And even old Bach has gotten a hold of it. PDQ Bach, that is.
George doesn't always resolve his chords, but he's resolved to be lighthearted about his lifelong blindness. One of his most endearing characteristics is his sense of humor. He often jokes about being blind and revels in telling funny stories.
We must laugh, you know, we must smile. And I have no reason not to. I mean, I'm on national television here, and I make a very, very handsome living, and I have a very wonderful and sometimes glamorous life.
He's amused by the way some people treat him when they meet him in a restaurant.
They come over to my wife in a restaurant, and I'm sitting there and I can hear them perfectly. Does he take sugar in his coffee? You know, there's only one thing to do. You have two pieces of paper, one in your left-hand pocket, which says he does, and the one in the right-hand pocket that says he does not. Now, you don't hand it to the person who asks the question. I hand it to my wife, and she hands it to the person.
But you really know, do carry that.
Oh, I should, you know. But I think the idea that we can kid people, that we can smell money, is the best one. I did it to Nat Cole some time ago. Nat says, how do you deal with money? I said, well, and remember, before I tell this story, that the thing is that for one, your companion does nothing. And for five, they tap you once, not visually, you know, just on the knee or one knee against the other. Twice for 10, three times for 20. And you smell it in the interim. So they bring out a $10 bill. I smell it, and my wife gives me two taps. I say, it's a 10. They bring out a 20. I smell it. She gives me three taps. It's a 20. They bring out a $5 bill. I smell it. She gives me one tap. $5 bill. She says, I see that you're getting very suspicious. I'm going to move away from him. She doesn't have anything to do for the one. She can move to the other side of the room. They'll give me a one now. See? It's a $1 bill. Nat says, how do you do it? I said, for every monetary denomination, they use a different grade of ink. Every grade of ink has its own peculiar smell. Now, when the smell wears off and you have to start feeling the grade of paper with your nose, that's when you're in all kinds of trouble. He shrugged his shoulders, walked away. God bless him. You know when I told him? 5 years later. In the meantime, he's gone all over the world telling people that George Shearing can smell money. George, yeah, I love to laugh about blindness.
I love it. George, will you play us off?
Theme rarely sounded so lovely.